Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some hot diva talk on the radio coming up momentarily as we head into this, the witching hour on late night. A couple of things that have happened, though, the last hour or so, things that have come to our attention, that we were unaware of. A while back, Lamar Jackson. I have a feeling I will have a Mallon monologue on this probably later on the overnight show. But Lamar Jackson has apologized, and I am 99.99999% sure that he did not actually write the apology. But apparently he posted a video on Instagram. This could be why Instagram was out of business all day on Wednesday. But Lamar Jackson posted a video on Wednesday that showed him driving 105 miles an hour. That is not the only issue. Now, listen, people drive fast all the time, especially guys who are in their early 20s, right? Why not? But he was recording this with his cell phone. So it's one thing to drive 105 miles an hour, which police will say you should never do. You should never drive 105 miles an hour. But people are human. They experiment. You get a car that has a lot of horsepower, you're going to try the car out. I don't think that's outrageous. But if you're going to do that, you probably should not be holding your phone to record and document the moment. Probably not a good idea. And the third part of this is the dashboard. When they looked at the dashboard, because you got to show the miles per hour, the MPH going to 105 miles an hour. The Ravens quarterback then, in his car, it indicated that there was a light, you know, that not the check engine light, but the red light was flashing. You are not wearing your seatbelt. yeah. Now, I'm not gonna be the old guy and say, hey, you might want to look up the bio on Paul Walker. You might want to look that up, Fast and Furious. I'm not going to be that guy. I will not be that guy. Right? No. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to drive fast, you probably should not be recording the moment. And people have taken pot shots at the intelligence of Lamar Jackson. Right? Now, I think a lot of young people do stupid things. That happens. It's cliche to say that. But you are doing nothing to debunk those kind of stories. You're not disproving and discrediting and invalidating the people that say, hey, you're a moron, when you decide to post a video like that as the franchise quarterback, in air quotes, of the Baltimore Ravens. So that story's come across here. I just saw that tonight, so we'll rant more about that. And if you're really a fan of the trade deadline in baseball, this is big. They have closed the trade exemption. You know, forever in baseball, you have the waiver trade deadline and the non-waiver trade deadline. And so what you have is you have these players that slip through the cracks that get traded past the July 31st trade deadline. Well, they've decided no more. The powers that be at Maceball have decided that they will have only one trade deadline. It's part of a new deal that's being reported tonight between the union and the players, the Major League Baseball Commissioner's Office and the union. So no more non-waiver trade deadline. Well, that's exciting. That'll provide great conversation. Now, anyway, let's get to the point. All right, I want to talk about something here. This is a continuation of something I talked about last night. Now, in the postmortem of the Odell Beckham Jr. trade, waxed poetic in some other places here on the overnight show that I do about my love for the prima donna pass catcher. I have a place in my heart ever since I got into radio. I've told the story before, but Michael Irvin at that point was the fur coat wearing, cocaine sniffing, I guess we have to say allegedly, wide receiver, bigger than life, when I first got started in the radio business as a talk show. And over the years, I have been able to talk about the many different variations of the diva receiver. From it started with Michael Irvin, and it's, you know, Keyshawn Johnson, give me the damn ball, Andre Bad Moon Horizon, and Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Straight Cash Homie, Chad Ocho Cinco, and the River Dance, Plaxico Burress, who literally shot himself in the leg. And now we have the modern-day diva receiver, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr. Somehow the Patriots got tied. I had a conversation last night during one of my bloviating Mahler monologues. My colleague over at Fox, Edmund, claimed that you cannot win with a diva pass catcher, which is the cliche, the simpleton's way of looking at this stuff. Oh, you cannot win. They're bad news. You know, they're bad news and all that. And every stooge repeats that argument, right? Every dingleberry says, well, you're right. You cannot win with the diva receiver, blah, blah. And they list all the, Randy Moss didn't win. And they go through all these guys, and T.O. never won, and Chad Johnson never won, and blah, 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 blah. So go on and on like that. So to prove that he was wrong, I of course, pointed out Michael Irvin. A caller reminded me that Keyshawn Johnson did win a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So those guys were part of Super Bowl teams. Now, keep in mind that championships are not individual awards. They are, this is why the argument's flawed. They are team awards, which is why it is the last criteria to be used when you get into the Hall of Fame. They don't look at that first. They look at that last. They look at your statistics, your impact on the game of your generation. And then the last thing they look at is the Hall of Fame. For the Hall of Fame is, you know, were you part of a Super Bowl winning team? So we pointed this out. And then I pointed out that, well, the Patriots have won the Super Bowl, and they have Rob Gronkowski. And Rob Gronkowski is a diva. He's a diva. And so I pointed this out, and you would have thought that I had compared him to Whitey Bulger. The reaction, people went nuts. You don't know what you're talking about, Mahler. You're a bozo, you know. You're a crackpot. You're just saying that to get a reaction, all that stuff. You know, comparing me to a parasite because I said that Gronk's a diva. And people were going nuts. So I want to go back here and get the pulse of the people. I'm going to make my elevator pitch. I'm going to do a better job of selling my position. I'm not walking away from this. I am not. I am not walking away from this at all. In fact, I'm doubling down is what I'm doing. I am doubling down on this. All right, so we'll frame it this way. The question is, Rob Gronkowski a diva? Now, my position, I just, like a bad poker player, I revealed yes. I said, yes, that's absolutely correct. I've telegraphed my move here, but I'm going to give you my evidence. I'm going to make an argument that he is a diva. All right, so you've got the red carpet. You've got that. You've got fatigue as well, and the bread and butter. We'll mix all of this together into a nice little gift bag that you can get on your way out. All right, so first of all, the biggest check mark in the diva camp for Gronk are his many dalliances with Hollywood. He is eyeballing a future in Tinseltown. And by default, if you are a celebrity, you have narcissistic traits. It goes with the territory. Narcissism is the first cousin of the diva. Right, is the diva. If it is defined, by the way, if you look up the words, you want to go by the letter of the dictionary, it is defined as having an inordinate fascination with oneself, inflated sense of one's own importance, and deep admiration. Now, that is what you do when you are in Hollywood. But wait, there's more. A couple years back, Rob Gronkowski had a role in the movie called You Can't Have It. Now, I didn't see the movie. I did not see it. But Gronk was called out for that. If you go back to the archives on TMZ, right, TMZ, 40 mile zone. TMZ, I think it's supposed to be the 20 mile zone, but they were like in 40 miles of Hollywood. Anyway, TMZ said that Gronk upset the cast and crew because he was too distracted. This is their reporting. Too distracted by the beautiful ladies on the set. And he had one line. He couldn't get it right. And his co-star and the people that worked on the movie were upset with Gronkowski. But listen, if you take part in a red carpet event, I don't know if you've ever been to a red carpet event. Like, they have these in different towns when movies premiere in different places. But to show up and walk out of a limo or an SUV with tinted black windows and walk down the red carpet, you have to be full of yourself, which puts you on the diva spectrum. Now, second, Gronk is like a spin-off from the traditional diva. He's not your traditional Randy Moss, Terrell Owens type of diva. Gronk is the more nuanced meathead variety of the diva, which is more tolerable to a lot of people. But it's a version of the diva. It's a spin-off. You take the space dust and you just put some more carbon in there and it still counts. So what's my evidence outside of Hollywood? Okay. How about flirting with retirement? This is a classic look at me, I demand attention, strong arm move. Now, I have had a love-hate relationship with like the San Antonio Spurs. I know it's a non sequitur, but I'll tell you how this relates to this. But the one guy that was not a diva in all of that was Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan, when he retired, he put on his dad jeans and walked away and had a beer. And that was it. He didn't say, I don't know if I'm going to retire or not. I'm gonna lead you on and all that. That's not a diva. The diva is people in your camp sending out cryptic messages about whether or not you're going to retire and all that. That's a diva, right? Self-important person who's temperamental and difficult to please. Now, for several years, Gronk has been doing this flirtatious dance with retirement. And I'm of the position, like the first year I was like, okay, this is good. We did the topics, we did the monologues about it. But now I'm like, I'm good. I'm okay. You either poop or you get off the pot. You don't sit there because you're going to get hemorrhoids. And so it's played out. And yet again, Drew Rosenhaus spreading the narrative. You know, he's asked about it, but he doesn't hide from it. I have Gronkowski retirement fatigue. I admit it. So again, some are now saying that Gronkowski is going to sit out half the season, and then he's going to return as the conquering hero to save the day. But in fact, let's go to the audio. We have the audio here. Why don't we play the audio, Bridget? We have Drew Rosenhaus, right? We have
Willie McGinnis.
Willie McGinnis. All right, yes. Willie McGinnis was the guy that was planting this story that Gronk could sit out half the season. Listen to what Willie McGinnis had to say.
I think Gronk's going to take a break for a while. I don't think he's going to...
Like a whole while?
I don't think he's initially going to start off and come back. I think he's going to figure it out. And this is just my own assessment. Later on, deep in the season, he could possibly come back and play.
I want to make sure I'm clear with what you're saying. You're saying that you don't expect Rob Gronkowski to go to camp?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to start off the season by being retired. And I think he's going to get the itch. I think he's going to be in great shape. And he's going to probably have that feeling that, hey, I want to come back.
Oh, my God. I love the dramatic music in the background there. My guy, Andrew Siciliano, was quizzing Willie McGinnis on the state-run NFL Network. So McGinnis is selling that Gronkowski is going to use the Roger Clemens move. Remember when Clemens, a few years, you know, many years now, he'd sit out half the year and then come back. I think Andy Pettit did that too with the Yankees, where they'd sit out half the year and then join the team midseason. That doesn't normally happen in the NFL. Of course, that doesn't normally happen anywhere. but that's the story that's being peddled now. Now, the final thought. Again, I'm trying to make my pitch that Gronk is a is a diva. Again, he's on the diva spectrum. He's a new age diva, a spin-off meathead version of the diva. All right, so this is not a derogatory statement. In fact, this is a compliment. Diva football players, as I've laid out for you, are my bread and butter. They're the meat and potatoes. I love these guys. I've spent more time talking about diva receivers and diva defensive backs and all the strange ducks and all the wackadoodles that are out there. I have spent so much time. It's great. It's absolutely wonderful. And I will continue to do this as long as I will have a microphone to talk into, because these guys are interesting. Right? They're absolutely more interesting than talking about the dullards that are out there. The irresponsible act is good. I like it. Fun to talk about. And they provided endless content. Now, my nightmare is that we get nothing but robots. Nothing but robots. That would be bad. That would be terrible. Then I'd have to say adios. I'd say arrivederci. I'm out of here. Peace out. I'm gone. And I'd have to do some other nonsense because I don't know how I would handle that. I would not be good at all. Would not be good at all. Anyway, all right, so what do you think? I'll give out the number here. I've made my pitch that Gronk is a diva. I'm standing by that. But if you want to chime in here and tell me I'm right, you can tell me how right I am. Pat me on the back. 617-779-7937. Attaboys are welcome. 617-779-7937. We're also available on the magical Twitter machine, which is at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the show there. Doing some window shopping. What is that all about? We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you guys are talking about Jared Cook, obviously the top pass-catching tight end available right now. The Patriots are an interesting name to mention. I know they've been kind of in the tight end market a little bit over the course of the past couple days. You start to wonder, what does this mean for Rob Gronkowski? And I know Willie kind of made some eyes pop when he talked about Gronk's future earlier in the week. Here is my understanding. Agent Drew Rosenhaus has said there's been no decision that Rob Gronkowski has made. He's talked to him recently. He has not made a firm decision on whether or not he wants to come back. My understanding is when you talk to people close to him, they think there is a better chance that he comes back again than he doesn't. And I do believe that the Patriots are at least tentatively planning as if they will have Gronk for the 2019 season. Obviously, a big question still needs to be answered, but that is which way it's trending.
Well, I give the rap sheet credit. After his Antonio Brown to the Buffalo Bills, I thought he was going to go into hiding and be put on timeout, but he's back. He's still using my favorite weasel words. But that was him talking the rap sheet, discussing the future of Rob Gronkowski and how it relates to the Patriots. And the reports are out there that the Patriots are tentatively planning for Gronk to come back and play. So I did my Maller monologue about Gronkowski being a diva. And Link, user Link, writes in and says that almost all professional athletes are narcissists. That is accurate. That is accurate. But when you go to Hollywood, it's a higher level. When you go to Hollywood, it is a higher level. Let's speaking of Hollywood, a man who wants his life to be made into a blockbuster Hollywood movie, Weed Man Hippie, is not paying attention.
I mean, my life is an Elvis movie.
Your life is an Elvis movie?
Hey, I love ya! I love you! I love you! My life is an Elvis movie. When I was a kid, I used to watch Elvis movies. And, you know, they would just break into singing. Elvis would be cleaning the floor, working in the bar, and he'd start singing. Elvis would be a race car driver.
Hey, I hate to tell you this, but Elvis has been dead for, like, what, 40
Elvis
years?
Is king, man. Elvis is king still. I can't believe I'm telling somebody about Elvis who never heard of Elvis. At Bridget. Hi, Bridget. I love you. Bridget, you know who Elvis is, right?
Of course.
Of course. Hey, Bridget, listen.
Here we go. You don't really want to talk. Weed Man, you don't want to talk to me. You just want to talk to Bridget. I'm blocking you from talking to Bridget.
You know, Ben, last time you had newbie night was the worst night of my life. And Bridget, you'll remember this. You'll remember. I was on the side of a grocery store plugged into the grocery store's electric socket just so I could keep my phone charged, just so I could talk to you. Just like I'm doing right now, but fortunately in a house.
Yeah, you but Weed Man, see, this is the reason I did newbie night for you. I was worried about your mental health, so you can call this show. We're having a conversation, and I'm doing newbie night on the other show, so you don't have to worry about it. We're good.
I used to think when you did newbie night, it was a personal thing against me to keep me off the air.
That's because you have mental illness. That's why.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
You're going to do fact or fiction tonight.
Here we go.
Star legend panel.
It's newbie night. It's newbie night. No. I want you to enjoy. Here's what I want you to do.
You don't want me to be part of the panel?
Weed Man, listen to me. All right.
I want you to be
a judge, Weed Man, and you can comment via Twitter, and I'll read some of your tweets, and you can critique the new callers. Yeah.
Wait a second. You're confusing me. Don't confuse me, Ben.
It's not that hard to confuse you. All I have to do is talk.
Do you want me to call at 5 o'clock?
No, I'm good. You know.
Really?
Oh, see, Bridget, now he's upset. See this, Bridget? I'm upset. He's going to
cry. You've been treating your callers of the year very badly today, Ben.
Oh, come on, Bridget. Don't do me like that, Bridget. Come on.
No,
stop. Leave her alone.
He's going to make me cry. He's hurting my feelings. Bridget, you see how insane I am about calling Ben and being on the
It's a little scary, actually. I'm a little scared. I feel like a woman being stalked here. This is not right.
The magic radio box, Bridget.
Yeah. You're in the magic radio box right now. You're living in the magic radio box. Don't worry about it.
You want to shut me out. You want to shut me out.
I'm not shutting you out at all. I'm not. There's no shutting out at all. It's not happening. It's one night. I haven't even done this year, I don't think.
No! That was the worst night of my life last time you did newbie night, and you shut me out, and I never slept, and I tried to lay on grass. It turned out to be pebbles.
You're making this up. There's no way this is true. You're making this up. There's no way this is true.
Bridget, you were there. You were.
I actually think that was my first shift on your show, Ben, and I do remember that.
Oh, my God.
And Bridget said to you, Ben, hey, Weedman's on electric. Can you put him on first? And, of course, you didn't put me on until 1:15, like always. I mean, even when I was homeless in the worst moment of my life, you didn't care, Ben.
Don't do that to me, Weed. No, come on, man. I said, here's how much I care about you. When you were homeless, you wanted a place to stay. I found a listener in Miami. I got you a place to stay. You then accused me of having you kidnapped.
You want to go into that?
You accused me of having. No, Weed Man. You accused me of having.
Bridget about the guy who.
Yeah, I'll tell. You were not kidnapped.
That guy was
going to
kill me.
No. He wasn't going to kill you. He wasn't. No, that's a lie. You're making that up.
Do you know where he was? He was right where Robert Kraft got his happy ending.
In Jupiter. Okay, that's great.
Yes, that's where he kidnapped me to, and he was going to cut me up into little pieces and bury me. So, yes, you did.
No, I did not. No, you asked, we met. Listen, if you ask for a gift, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. What's up with that?
You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Bridget, I will tell you this, though.
I got to go. What are you doing?
I know that. Just let me finish.
I don't want to let you finish.
Bridget, yesterday I had a lovely visit from listeners. Ed in Spokane and his girlfriend.
It's not Spokane. It's not. That is incorrect. It's cocaine. Oh my.
How do you say the word A W O K E?
It's how they want it pronounced. Then, why am I having this conversation with you? All right, I gotta go. Thank you. So he met some other listeners of mine, and they hung around in Miami, and there you go. It's like a make-a-wish dream come true to meet Weed Man Hippie. Enough of that. I'd like to apologize for the last 5 minutes of radio. So the story here with the window shopping, the Patriots, who have not signed anyone of note to get you all excited, but they have inquired about a defensive stalwart. Brandon Copeland. I don't know who the hell that is, but apparently he was a defensive end for the Jets. He had 5 sacks with the Jets last season, and he's someone the Jets would like to have back. But the Patriots are snooping around. This is not a splashy free agent move, right? This is not a splashy move, but it would be someone who's not that old, productive, seemingly would be on the way up, ascending, not descending in their career. Comprende? Understande? Yes? Yeah, exactly. So, all right, let's go to Terrible Tom. My guy, Terrible Tom. You must have loved those Bill Belichick photos from Barbados, Terrible Tom.
Yeah,
you must have...
it was great. I want to talk to you about Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Gronkowski, if it wasn't for Brady, Gronkowski could never make it another team. He'll never be able to play in another team. I'm telling you, it's all about Brady. Tom Brady, if he could, all 32 football teams, 16 of them he could bring to the Super Bowl, no doubt about it. And he had a 16 he could bring to the playoffs. He's the greatest quarterback in the history of football. And if he retires, Gronkowski, you know he's going to retire. I'm telling you, Gronkowski will never play with another quarterback, and he knows it because you'd never hear from Gronkowski again if it was another quarterback on the field.
Tom the Terrible. Listen, Brady's coming back, so why is Gronk not? Why is he not saying I'm coming back?
That's the only reason he'd come back. If Brady wasn't coming back, Gronk is gone. There's no doubt about it in my mind. He's not coming back. But if Brady comes back, that's it. You don't have to worry about the moves the Patriots made. It doesn't matter. All you need to worry about is Brady playing for us. And that's what every other team in football is wondering. Is Brady playing for us?
He's going to play. There you go.
All right. So that's all you have to worry about. They're going to the Super Bowl. If they don't go to the Super Bowl, they're going to get in the playoffs. They're going to go deep, you know, 2 or 3 games deep anyways. They might not have the tools to go all the way to the Super Bowl, but this kid is the greatest quarterback I ever saw in my life.
I know. You great, and Belichick's the worst. Belichick's the worst coach you've ever seen, right?
You may be right. He may not be the worst coach, but he stays nowhere near the best. I'm telling you, Ben.
Got the nickname. That's how you became Tom the Terrible. Tom the Terrible. That's how you got the nickname, because you were just roasting Bill Belichick when I first started doing shows here, and I loved you to death for that, because you stood out, Tom the Terrible. Yeah. But yet you say you're a very loving guy with all the other athletes in Boston and all the other teams. You're very loving. It's only Belichick, for some reason, that you believe is the devil.
Because I think he makes terrible moves. I think he's got what you call strategic losses. I don't like that. I think he loses games on purpose. When the Patriots are flying high, he takes them down. He'll lose. Some of the moves he makes, you know, like in the Philadelphia game last year, they should have won that game.
Now keep in mind, you're killing a guy who's 6 Super Bowl titles, 8 straight trips to the AFC Championship game, 10 consecutive division championships, and you believe he is a problem. I love that about you.
You're completely forgetting one important factor.
What is that?
Yeah. His name is Tom Brady.
I know.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick is. He'd be a losing coach. There's no doubt in my mind. He'd be a losing coach. I'll give it to you. He may not be the worst coach in football, but he'd be a losing coach. I'm telling you, this kid, Tom Brady, he could go to any. He should be a billion-dollar-a-year player. Every other team would love to have him on their team.
Billion,
right to the Super Bowl.
A billion-dollar player? Look at you.
He should be. He is.
You love
six Super Bowls.
I know. I've seen it.
That is incredible. Nine Super Bowls. And you can't blame Belichick for nine Super Bowls. This kid has been the one constant. He's got all new teams to work for.
I got you. All right, Tom. All right, boy. You love him. I know. Get a room. Get some flowers and some champagne there. It's utopia. It's nirvana. You're living in the Goldilocks zone is what you're doing. It's wonderful. Absolutely great. All right. Been watching with the family. I've been watching this show. It's on Netflix. It's called The Rock or something like that. The Rock We Live On. I don't even know the name of it. But they talk about the Goldilocks zone, right, where life can live. And so it's a good line. I gotta mix that into my lexicon here. The Goldilocks zone. That's pretty good. I like that. All right, so Ben Maller and you were hanging out here late night on EEI. And the Patriots attempted to sign one of the free agents, offered the free agent more money, and the free agent turned down the Patriots. We'll give you the story on that. And we will get to it. If this is true, we'll get to it. We will do it next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, back to where we go. And the militia with much to say on social media. Let's see. Can't read that. People reacting to Weed Man Hippie's phone call. Not big fans of the amount of airtime we gave Weed Man. Link follows up, says the diva that doesn't win is one that throws a temper tantrum. Any time someone doesn't go their way, they throw a temper tantrum. So he says. Dolphin Mike says no days off. Cannot have any days off, Dolphin Mike. Clearly cannot have any days off. All right, so let's see here. The story here that's going around tonight, one of the free agents that changed teams, Adam Humphries gave his word and did not walk back. Humphries had agreed to a contract with the Tennessee Titans, a four-year contract for a reported $36 million. He did that on Monday. He agreed to that contract. The Patriots, after he agreed to the contract, the Patriots came back and raised their offer. They offered him more money per year and a higher guarantee than the Tennessee Titans did. This came on Tuesday afternoon, and Humphries, according to the story, if you believe this, Humphries decided, you know what? I gave my word, and a man is only as good as word as his word, and did not back out of his deal with the Tennessee Titans and go to the Patriots, even though he left what would have been more money on the table, and then as a result, we're looking at the chain reaction here. The Patriots earlier tonight agreed to a deal with Philip Dorsett, a one-year contract. And so now they have to decide. If you look at the free agent market, they have to decide what they're going to do. They've lost now. Cordell Patterson has agreed to a deal with the Chicago Bears. So Cordell Patterson is not walking back through that door. He is gone to Chicago. A one and done. And you also have Chris Hogan, who is still on the free agent market. Patriots have a lot of wiggle room if they want. They don't spend a lot of money typically in free agency, but Golden Tate is still out there. So that's the latest scuttlebutt. But that, you talk about a pretty good Patriot career. You talk a guy that was on the dumpster. Cordell Patterson. 1 year with the Patriots, you win a Super Bowl, go out, you get paid from the Chicago Bears. Not bad. All right, thanks to Bridget, who will be on holiday very shortly. I know she's excited about that. Good time. And thank you. Catch me on Twitter, at Ben Maller. And if you're a night owl, you can't sleep, get my overnight show over at Fox, which will be kicking off in about an hour, give or take, as the crow flies. Have a great night. Keep it locked right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.